people be discouraged. If they can't get through on the internet website, go to the call centers, go to the navigators, go to the health clinics. Many of them can sign them up now. If any individual was unable to get health care coverage, they shouldn't be penalized because it wasn't their fault. No one should be penalized if they weren't able to do it because of the glitches in this web program.
All right, that was the voice of Congressman Henry Waxman, who was talking about people not being penalized because of the nonsense of Webgate coming out of Washington, D.C. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where it's at. It's a couple of interesting things. One, the thing that should really fire all of you up, and I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, independent, whatever you want to label yourself as. If you put the politics aside, why are we blowing more do-re-mi on this nonsense? $1 billion. And I love that Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, comes out early in the day on Thursday and says, listen, you know, we have some good news. We're getting more broadband. We've got some code working now. We have menu items you can browse. It's like, are you kidding me? You had all these blunders on the website that were so costly that someone's getting rich off of our taxpayer dollars. It's the people that are behind all the designs and the coding of the website because it wasn't right to begin with. How would you not know you'd have to have massive amounts of bandwidth? Anybody. My 11-year-old nephew could tell you that you would need massive amounts of bandwidth. And geez, wouldn't people want to actually look at the site before they're forced to sign in to try to sign up when they don't even know what they're looking at? There's some obvious things. If right now, America, I'm just telling you this, if right now every single one of you listening to me went to GoDaddy or some other company that would create a website for you, you could pay your $100 or whatever it is, and you could go through a step-by-step process of signing it up, learning how to put the things to create your website. I'm serious. It would take some time. It'd be a piece of cake. It wouldn't even take that much time. I understand an elementary website is much different than the enormity of the healthcare.gov website. But it's still no excuse. You would realize you have to have bandwidth. You would realize you have to have drop-down menus to be able to look at what you're looking for when you're trying to find insurance. So it is inexcusable, and it's very easy to pound this into the ground because it is like serving up raw meat. But I love it when everybody's at the banquet table, meaning you have Democrats, too, that are all over this because they can't. How do they defend it? How do they defend the rollout? And the part of the rollout that's frustrating is forget the glitches and the problems and all that. It's that we have to pay for more mistakes. And then nobody's accountable for it. Nobody's accountable for Benghazi. Nobody's accountable for the flubs with the IRS in the tax exemption category where you had all the Patriot Party type people who were putting in their applications to try to get that status, and they were shoved off to the side. We never really found anything out about that. Lois Lerner, who testified, I'll take the fifth, finally resigns after she was paid on a little paid vacation. It's unbelievable, the lack of accountability. Unbelievable. So now it's being delayed until March, as you all know. So you're not going to get penalized. You have until March to sign up. And then if you don't sign up and they find you, then they're going to penalize you. So we're all affected by this rollout. Every single one of us are affected by the rollout. All of us. All right, I love this. To me, this is the truthful moment of the day. Ed Snowden, who had the little thumb drive, maybe more than that, to get all the information that he got from the NSA when he was working as a contractor, keeps on delivering surprise packages here and there. as he's in, has gotten asylum in Russia. And the German chancellor was furious. Angela Merkel, who actually is a good ally of the United States, demanded that the United States strike a no-spying agreement with Berlin and Paris by the end of the year because of the fact that all of this information has come out about how much the United States, how much information the United States was getting from Germany. The United States has a no-spying deal with England, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. And that came after World War II. In fact, I didn't know this, but that little alliance was called the Five Eyes. But there's a reluctance to try to make any kind of an agreement with other allies. Think of where their location and all that kind of stuff. Merkel says this is long overdue. We're in Afghanistan together. We're experiencing things together. We've got a partnership, friendship, all that stuff. And it shouldn't be a one-way street. So we want that to happen. And, of course, this is because of all the monitoring of Merkel's mobile phone, which is sensitive. She grew up in East Germany. She lived under the Stasi police force, and they were freaked about eavesdropping. She grew up being pounded, I'm sure, about the whole they're listening, they're listening, they're listening. And then her phone is tapped, and she finds out she's tapped everywhere she goes. And this is part of that series of the Snowden leaks that keep trickling out, keep trickling out. Boy, I guarantee you, somewhere in the bowels of the CIA, there's been conversations about how and the NSA, how could this possibly happen with a contract employee? How did he get all this access? And he is screwing us with that. Meaning, if you're the general running the NSA, General Alexander, or you're somebody else in the middle of this, he just keeps on throwing snowballs at you. It's like your hands are tied behind your back and you're just getting pelted. So Merkel is the latest one. She's the latest one to be furious. Will they enter into this? Think about Europe. Think of Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, and others that are pushing hard against any kind of proposal like that. The whole spying and data privacy legislation that's working its way through the European Parliament. And they're talking about fines of 138 million or more that break the rules. And it would restrict how they collect information. That's why Google's not happy about it, or Facebook. But it all gets traced back to the whistleblower, Snowden. So how about that? Coming up, we're going to kick back and take you to the movies, our cheap movie review, next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said.
Ah, kick in the head.
Tell me quick.
Ain't that a kick in the head? That's all we're gonna say about healthcare.gov, because we're moving on, right? We're taking you to the movies. Good chance to relax. Actually, this movie looked funny to me, and it might be that thing where you're watching the tube and you see a couple of the best clips, but it's called Bad Grandpa, and that's where we start.
Where are we going?
Just keep going straight. You're getting tired?
Yeah. We've been drawing so much. Are we gonna get in trouble for this?
They won't notice a thing. That's how it looks most of the time anyway.
Whoa.
I'm taking you to your dad so he can look after you. Come on, let's have some fun.
You gonna stitch that penguin, bro?
Nope.
Grandpa, this thing doesn't work.
Oh, God. Nothing. Oh! Ow!
Ah! I'm hungry.
Follow my lead.
Take that child away from you.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry. You're sorry as hell.
You're very pretty when you're mad.
You're pissing me off.
Thank you for being here today.
Oh, my God. What's your stripper say to me?
I look like a stripper?
I'll just call you Cinnamon.
Want to have some fun?
Yeah.
You're a pretty little girl. You got it?
One of them songs is a dream party.
Is that weird? We've just never seen it, so it's different.
I'll tell you what, I think there'd be some funny moments in this. I don't know that I would want to spend, you know, the big bucks to go and see it one evening over the weekend, but maybe a matinee or wait for it to come out on DVD. I mean, listen, it's silly, slapsticky kind of stuff, almost like the, I can't think of the series name now, it's the one that Betty White's in where they pull pranks on people, because it's a prank movie, that's what it's about. It's Johnny Knoxville, and the idea is, and it's Johnny Knoxville as this 86-year-old, it's that he and his 8-year-old grandson terrorize, in a way, unsuspecting people, because they have no idea what the scoop is. They don't, you know, they don't understand. They're spoofing people, basically. And you have to think about it, that they're traveling across the United States and imagine the scenario. Certainly there could be some pretty funny things that happen in this. And Knoxville is a pretty funny guy. If you don't go to see it at the movies, it would be worth the streaming or the rental, the video rental or whatever, once it comes out. So that one I would write down just to get some cheap laughs. It's like a cheap laugh movie for sure. All right, this one is a twisted movie without a doubt. 1 hour, 57 minutes. A lot of star power in this. Penelope Cruz, Cameron Diaz, Javier Bardem, Michael Fassbender, Brad Pitt's in this movie too, and there's some others as well. It's called The Counselor.
Counselor,
I always thought a law degree was a license to steal. You, for one, hadn't really capitalized on it.
I don't intend to take this up as a trade. A one-time deal, right?
You may think there are things that these people are simply incapable of. They are not.
I'll try and remember that.
Good.
That's a nice ring. Have you set a date?
Not yet.
You should be careful what you wish for, Angel. Because we all have secrets.
I have something to discuss with you, and I'm a bit scared.
If you pursue this road, you will eventually come to moral decisions that will take you completely by surprise.
What do you think I should do?
I don't know, Counselor.
Switch off the engine!
They're not cops. It's gonna be all right.
Are you superstitious?
How bad is it?
Let's say pretty bad.
And then multiply it by 10.
All right, so you get the idea there, you know, kookiness, the counselor going for the big money payoff, defending what obviously is some pretty nefarious people. It would be pretty nasty, graphic violence. I wouldn't take any kids to this, to be sure, but it's an R movie, and that's the lawyer with the fast cars, the house, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. I think it's going to do okay at the box office, though. Definitely find an audience. But the movie that is killing it at the box office, and you could take a kid to this movie, is Gravity. And I think it's the fascination with astronauts, the whole idea of being out in space. Plus, you have Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Maybe that's part of it. But a lot of it is, as we talked to Rod Pyle, from the Discovery Channel earlier this week, the fascination that we have over space, or the curiosity. And that movie is really all about Sandra Bullock and being in space, and a little bit of George Clooney mixed in, but most of the movie focuses on her, and it's probably going to go well over the $200 million mark this weekend. All right, there's another one we want to let you hear a little bit, give you kind of a sneak preview of it, but I have to warn you, you have to be able to speak, well, let's just say, a different kind of language to understand it. So let it roll.
C'est bizarre, ce mec qui loue un gros appartement vide. Tu trouves ça normal, toi?
J'en sais rien.
And because I speak fluent French, let me explain to you what you're hearing. This is about a container ship captain, Marco Silvestri. He gets a really super urgent call to get back to Paris as fast as possible. Here it is. Listen to this part.
Moi, j'ai choisi ma fille.
More to come. I'm going to explain more. Let me translate for you. Get what they're talking about there is his sister has committed, her sister's husband has committed suicide. Daughter is just lost adrift in the middle of all of this heavy drama going on here. Lots of drama going on. The world has been shaken to the core, and that's why everybody has to go back to Paris. So if you speak French, this might be the movie for you. It's called The Bastards. And that one, I have a feeling, won't find a wide audience in the United States, however, unless you speak French. That's it for our cheap movie review. Remember, if you go to a movie and you send me a review and it's good, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder for his fabulous work on the technicals. Hang through, everybody. We're kicking the... not the bucket. We're kicking the can over to the other side.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here, boy.
About my golden retriever Mahalo. Mahalo likes treats, but it's pretty scary to me when we've been hearing about these dead pets and 3,600 that are sick because of the jerky treats that are made in China. And that's what a lot of people give their dogs, and they don't even really realize where some of it's coming from. And 500 dead pets as well. So now the USDA is doing an investigation into what happened, but we still don't know. We still don't have any answers to that. Remember, we've been down this road before with pet food and China. So there's an official warning against jerky treats made in China, and they're urging people to come forward if their pets have become ill or died because of those jerky treats that were made there. Cindy Dunstan Quirk is joining us. She's a pet lifestyle expert. She's in her virtual green room. Mahalo's not there. He's with me. And the founder of Scout and Zoe's. And that's one of the only made in the USA jerky treats, that company. So, Cindy, when you heard that so many pets had died and so many were sick, were you surprised or no? Because, like I said, we've seen this before with pets and food the last time.
I'm not surprised, because actually this is a continuation of what we saw in January of this year, and actually this has been going on since 2007. So there's a history behind these treats that are brought in from outside of the country, and it's not good. So you have to be very, very aware of the sources and where the production is of the treats that you buy for your dog. And your cat, because cats were affected too. There were 10 cats that have been seriously ill. It's 3,600 dogs, 10 cats, and I think almost 600 dogs have died from it.
Wow. What is it about the way they're making it in China? I mean, it's cheap food that people, or treats that people pick up, and I think they're not thinking that, not paying attention to it, frankly. But what is it? Is it the poor conditions? Is it the quality of what goes into it? Is it a combination?
Well, not having seen a factory for myself, I kind of have to go on what I read in the news releases. But what seems to be a common thread is that there is a lack of inspection and a lack of standards that are to U.S. Standards that we see here. And also some of the toxins that, remember the baby food scare or the baby powder, because it had melamine in it, and then the dog food had melamine in it, and then we had all these treats recalled in January. It's those type of things that they allow in other countries but we don't allow here that make a difference between, you know, what is a good accepted treat and then something that will make your pet ill. And at this point, since they're just giving you a warning that there's bad stuff out there, they are mystified. The FDA and the USDA have no idea what is causing this right now. They're working with veterinarians and the animal health organizations to try to diagnose what's causing this, but they still have no clue. And that's the more disturbing part of it, is that they just don't know.
Yeah, I think the question mark is the disturbing part, too. So how did you get into the business of making, you know, pet treats and developing your own foods? How did that start?
Well, Scout and Zoe's, my company, has been in existence for almost 5 years now. And we started off making antler dog chews because my dog Zoe has allergies and couldn't have bones. So we've been in the pet industry for a while now, but in January, what precipitated my move into the treats is that I am very careful about what I feed the dogs because both of my dogs have allergies. And to my absolute horror, I found that the sweet potato treats I was giving them were recalled. And I thought I had done due diligence on it, and it said on the package, it said made in South Carolina. And when I ran downstairs and looked at the package, it said in really small print, made in China. And at that point, that moment in time, that's when I decided this is completely insane. I'm just going to make them myself, and I can't be the only person in the world that would buy these treats. So that's what started it. So we did our first round of treats in February, and here we are almost at the end of the year, and they've been wildly accepted. We do jerky, chicken jerky, and we have sweet potato treats, and we're working on some other things because Scout's allergic to chicken, so we're working on some bison jerky and some things like that that's a little bit more out of the norm so that he won't have an allergy to it.
What's it like? Do you have your own little place where you do that? How do you produce that? Because, you know, the bigger you get and the more you're mass producing, the more you're going to have to expand those digs, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we do it ourselves right now in our own facility, and as we grow and the demand gets greater, we're already planning for this. I'm working with a company in Georgia, where I'm from, that is absolutely, they're building a facility right now, and I'm going down to visit it in about 30 days, so we'll work with them next year as our capacity grows.
Yeah.
And ultimately probably take over the plant.
Cool. Did you ever think that you would, number one, own your own company and you'd be doing this?
Yeah, actually I did.
I
have a very strong personality and I'm really passionate, and it took, I've had a lot of jobs where I've done very well, but I've never worked for myself until, a couple of years ago when I started writing, and Zoe's allergies kept leading me back to, you know, there has to be something that I can do. And 4 or 5 years ago, actually 6 years ago now, I was grousing to my vet about the lack of products for Zoe, and he said, well, you're smart, why don't you just make something? And that's what started it. And when he planted that seed, it's kind of like, oh, okay, now I understand. The business degree makes sense. All the marketing experience I have makes sense. The sales experience makes sense. It all comes home, and now I've found my passion.
So when you started developing the treats, I mean, you know, that's like baking. It's like making a formula. How did you know, and the ingredients made in the USA, and obviously we have certain conditions here, and that's one of the things that you emphasize. How did you mix up your concoctions? How did you come up with, I mean, you have a business degree and you love your dogs, but still, how'd you come up with all of that?
Mostly it was trial and error, but in this case it was really simple. The main thing that I would stress to people as they're looking for treats for their dogs, or actually for anything that they're giving the dogs or kitties or their pets, is when you look for something, look for a product with as few ingredients in it as possible. because that's when it's in its most pure form, and usually it's better for the dog that way. And with the jerky, the chicken jerky and the sweet potatoes, that's all that's in it. So it's just chicken that looks like a big fillet of chicken because we, you know, slice it. It's a whole breast chicken that's boneless, skinless, and free range and no hormones added and all that sort of stuff. And then the sweet potatoes are just sweet potatoes, and they look like sweet potatoes, but in both instances, single ingredient, no chemicals or preservatives, is just figuring out how much to dehydrate them to make them have a little bit of a shelf life so they won't go bad, and then also to figure out how to package them so people can, you know, buy them and see what they're like and all that. But single ingredients tend to work really, really well. We don't put anything on them because we just want them to be in its most natural form and most nutritious form.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't understand the antlers. What is it about the antlers that is so good for the dogs? You know, I've been in a green dog store in our mini facility is in Dallas, and that's where I am. And when you go down to a place called Bishop Arts District, they have this green store, and they have the antlers. And maybe it's because I'm from the Northeast. I don't get it. What is it about the antlers and the dogs?
Dogs love them. The best thing about the antlers are that they're naturally shed, so it's a renewable resource, and so the animal's not harmed in any way. And since it's shed, it doesn't have the marrow. It's not live in it anymore. It's not a live organism. And to us, it doesn't smell like anything, but to dogs, they just totally dig it because it has this real, I guess it may be an ancient primordial type scent for them. And along with that, you know, so it's great to chew on because it lasts a long time, but along with that, it's a great source of calcium and phosphorus as well as some other minerals. So it's good for the dog. As they're chewing it, it helps keep their teeth clean. It satisfies their chew drive. It's long-lasting. It won't splinter like bones. It's just a great product. We have done very, very well with the antler chews.
And how do you get the antler chews?
well, we source them from folks, Native Americans, and people who pick up shed antlers in Wyoming and Colorado and Montana and Utah. And then we bring them back to Indiana, Anderson, Indiana, where we live, and fabricate them here, clean them and fabricate them and cut them into various sizes. We have chews for small dogs. We have chews for big dogs. We have chews for senior dogs so they don't have to work as hard. We've got chews for birds. We have chews for small animals like guinea pigs and rabbits. And we also have calcium powder supplement. So we consume 100% of the antler. It's all discarded by nature. And then we consume it all, so it's like the ultimate recycling project.
Yeah. Well, I think that is so, so cool. All right, so check it out. Go to scoutandzoes.com. Scoutandzoes.com. Not Scott. Scout. I keep looking at it, and it's probably because I have a friend that has a dog named Scott, which is so crazy. People names for dogs I don't get, but I love dogs, so whatever you want to name your dog, it's cool. But Scout is a very common name, I think, for German Shepherds and bigger dogs. I've met a lot of Scouts in my life, so go to scoutandzoes.com. Cindy, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
That's my garden open, some more pleasant valley sunset. My plastic bag floating in your blue.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we round the final couple of turns here on This Hour of America tonight. All roads lead to numbers in our lives, don't they? Let's go to We Can Count. Different websites. I don't know if you saw this or not, but four Iranian Christians were supposedly sentenced to 80 lashes for drinking wine for communion. Another crazy, bizarre punishment that was meted out. The United Nations report had that information in it, blasting the Islamic Republic for the way they persecute non-Muslims. Four men were sentenced October 6th after being arrested in a house church last December and charged with consuming alcohol. That was in violation of the strict laws, according to this UN report. there were other Christians that were punished for their faith, where they were converting from Islam to Christianity. Christianity, rather, could bring the death penalty, of course. And this October UN report that was released talks about other human rights violations, let's say, in Iran, despite the fact that there's this new president that wants to have a relationship with our president that says, come and see and check for the nukes and we're all good, because Rouhani pledged to be moderate. So maybe some of that's being shattered. At least 20 Christians, they say, are in custody at this point. And the regime, of course, they want to stop the spread of Christian religion because it's an Islamic state. I mean, that's what they're focusing on. I don't know. Bottom line is this. If you want to live in a vacuum in Iran, that's what you live in when you go there. Obviously, the way they treat people for crazy things that happen. And, of course, it's going to show up on UN human rights violation reports, because we know, we've seen this stuff reported over and over again. And then every time we hear about it, we say, oh, I can't believe it. You know, they whip people. They give them 80 lashes for drinking communion wine. And they can appeal the verdict, and they stone women to death. And I mean, you know, hey, that's exactly what you get there. So let's see what this President Rouhani, who is supposedly a moderate, if anything really truly is different in that country or not. There was all that conversation when we had the world leader rollout at the UN, the addresses. And, you know, we had Luke Vargas on and we talked about it. So a lot was made about what's going to happen with Iran. He's trying to open up the conversation. All right. Speaking of opening up the conversation, Lee Harvey Oswald's gold wedding ring got $118,000 in an auction. The ring, of course, belonging to the man who assassinated President John F. Kennedy, if you believe that. I know there's conspiracy people that are saying, well, I'm not sure. So anyway, regardless, the ring was among about 300 different things that were linked to the former president that went up for auction on Thursday in Boston. Oswald left the ring in a cup on the dresser and left 170 in one of its drawers before he headed to the Texas School Book Depository. So it had a crazy. It had a tiny hammer and sickle engraved on the inside of the band, and kind of gives you a little insight, perhaps, into his mind. But they thought it would bring at least $100,000, and lo and behold, it brought much more than that. His widow, Marina, who recovered the ring, which apparently was out for decades. I mean, it was just forgotten for decades. Just didn't want anything to do with it. Didn't want any connection to it whatsoever. And of course, the 50th anniversary of Kennedy's assassination is coming up in November. So they gathered all kinds of things that they were selling off, from rosary beads and clothing, and you know, anything that you can possibly imagine in JFK's life at the time that they could auction off, or other things related to it. There was even a white Lincoln Continental that the president and the first lady rode Jackie in hours before his death, and the sixth floor museum, which of course was where the where Oswald was believed to be perched, right, and all that kind of stuff. There was amazing amounts of memorabilia, if you want to call it that, was auctioned off in this auction. And who knows at the end how much it ultimately brought. But 50 years, it's been 50 years. And can you imagine, when you think back to what happened then, and how many people believe there are so many other elements to the story that are getting reported, haven't been reported, have been talked about, conspiracy theories all over the place as far as that's concerned. All right, once again, we have tragedy at a naval base. This time, a naval recruiter who had been relieved of duty at a Tennessee base opened fire outside of the base, injuring two soldiers. And then there was a lockdown, of course, immediately. And the shooting happened, and when it happened inside the National Guard armory just outside the base, after the suspect got a small handgun from his car and, you know, decided that he was going to do, you know, what he could do, whatever kind of damage. He was tackled by two soldiers and was taken into custody by the police department. And isn't that great that somebody tackled him, got him, so we didn't have any other crazy thing happen than what happened there. One victim was shot in the foot. The other had a gunshot in the leg, and both were National Guard guys. So if you think of that base, they've got about 7,500 military, civilian, and contract people working there. So it could have been a much worse. Millington base is what it is. And it's for the Navy anyway. It's a human resource center. This happens a month after 13 people were killed in that attack at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. I have a friend that works for the Navy, and as soon as this happens, boom, it's like it just spreads like wildfire all over the country for the Navy people. They're on high alert about, man, do you believe what's happening here? And talking about security and all that other kind of stuff. And I mean, it's creepy to see it happen again, but somebody else relieved of duty, somebody else with an axe to grind, and who knows? It's always that why question that gets to us and keeps us asleep at night, I guess, when we're talking about so many of these stories. The what's interesting is, and I came across this in the New York Post, there is a move. The president wants to create a unisex look for the Marine Corps, the uniform hats. He wants the hats to change. He doesn't like the current look, that it feels like it's outdated and doesn't fit with the new look of the Marines. So they have these thin new hats that some people say have a feminine line, and it makes them look like, it looks good on female Marines, but doesn't look good on male Marines. Why can't they keep the traditional hat? It's been used since 1922. There's your number. It looks like a porter's cap, the new hat. I don't get it. We have to tinker with stuff like that. Are you kidding me? That's Week in Count. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.